Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Well, you're all fault. You talked yourself into this being a team that could win it all. And
well, nobody's going the other way on that.
I'm looking at the
text.
We're
all different, not me.
Where is the guy? Where is the guys?
I mean, when you miss 12 free throws, Donnie, you ain't going to beat James Logan High School. It's like, come on, man. Everything just... Hey, you know what? I'm not a psychologist, Donnie. I tried to study it in college at Chabot, but I'll tell you this. Maybe you're right. Maybe you're on to something, but if you're a pro, it shouldn't be who's not in the lineup. The Warriors had everything that they wanted. Minnesota lost. You're trying to stay hot, and you can't, you know, you want to break the spell against Denver. So now how's Denver feeling when they come in here on April 4th, feeling like we beat you with the JV squad? It may mean nothing. But to battle back from 15 down to get it to 6 with 2 minutes left, Curry on the break, I just pull up and take that, Chef. Yeah. That was, oh, boy. Maybe it's not our night.
I mean, I look at last night's game, and the best player on the floor by far was playing for the Nuggets.
Damn.
And then I go to the second part. Who was playing the hardest last night?
The Nuggets.
Russell Westbrook.
Oh, dog, come on now. You're right.
I mean, Russell Westbrook had one of those games where he didn't do everything right, but boy, he was just playing as hard as he always does, and last night it really stood out. The other thing is...
Man, it's passing.
If the Warriors were tired last night, they got to play again tonight. It'll be their third game in 4 days against the Milwaukee Bucks. We'll find out about Steph Curry, whether he plays or not. But the other thing, the loss, sure, Minnesota lost, so you don't fall out of sixth. But but now moving up in the standings looks more precarious.
But do you? And it sounds like you don't, Stoney. We all can see it. But can you understand if some of Dub Nation, if not all, I'm worried about the power forward center position when you get into the playoffs, because I'm assuming we get there, Stoney, and you get a 7-game series against guys that are active, that are good, that can score and have girth. If you got me scratching my head now about Quentin Post, like I wanted to see more of 8 minutes and more of an opportunity, and maybe we see it tonight, but again, there's no, you got Giannis.
Well, he can play tonight against Brooke Lopez. See,
yeah, and I guess I don't, you know, I up until last night, I wasn't feeling, oh, he can play and he can't play. You know what I mean? Like, I'm wondering how much of Steve Kerr's and the coaching staff's thought process is like yours would post just after that.
Well, that's the way Steve Kerr coaches. I mean, it's how
nobody could guard him. He was giving everybody the business.
Exactly. But the problem with Post is not just that he can't, you know, that he struggles against the athletic guy like Aaron Gordon. The other problem is, you know, they're going to put him in pick and rolls left and right. And he's a young player. He's not the quickest player. So there's absolutely going to be games where Post either doesn't play or can't play, at least according to Steve Kerr. 888-957-9570 is the number. How do you guys look at last night's game? To me, I look at it, I was listening to ESPN, and they are just absolutely killing the Warriors. What a horrible loss. You can't do this. This is unbelievable. I can't believe it. It's like,
after the game.
They're 14-2 with Butler.
Yeah.
They weren't going to finish the season on a 21-game winning streak.
But, Stani, your thing that you share with Evan and the listeners and myself, you're worried about their three-point shooting, and I know, you know, the last few games, a couple games, they were over 50%, but 8 of 33, that'll get you beat, too. I mean, they couldn't hit the side of a barn.
I mean, I think it's obvious that the Warriors' weaknesses are their three-point shooting, especially if Steph's not on fire. And last night, the size was glaring.
No doubt, man.
The size was just glaring.
With no Jokic.
Exactly. And I saw some real vulnerability last night.
What a word,
with
man.
Draymond Green and some of his limitations against a guy like Aaron Gordon. And even, you know who
tell
else
he
even?
Was frustrated.
Shanchar!
Man.
Shanchar!
I tried to text the VAR and I couldn't get the name right. I said, I'll just wait.
Let's go to Tom in Sonoma. Get us started here, Tom. How you doing, man?
Hey, Steiny. Hey, Guru. How you guys doing, man?
Hey. Doing well.
That game sucked. So, hey, Guru, I'm gonna explain what happened last night, man, so you understand. When I called, you said, oh, we're going to play the Denver, and we're going to play the B team, okay? Let me tell you, that carried over to the Warriors, too, because they didn't take this game seriously, man. They thought they were just going to show up and participate and win a trophy. And they thought this game was easily won. Denver was running us off the three-point line with our shooters. They let Draymond and GP2 and Yield shoot all day because they couldn't hit the broadside of a barn. And I really believe Kerr is hurt, man. I think that back problem, he did not look himself yet. The worst I've seen him all year, man. I'm a little concerned about that. But these guys didn't take this team seriously. They have beat us 9 times in a row.
So you shouldn't.
We haven't won since 22, man. Think about that.
Yeah.
It's crazy. This was the most disappointing loss of the year for me.
I'm with him.
Be real.
Appreciate it, Tom. Well,
what do you mean, so I understand? I understand, Tom. What do you take from that?
What's that?
He says, you'll understand it, Goo.
Well, he's helping you understand why they lost.
But I got you. I'm listening, and I'm understanding. I saw it.
Yeah, he can.
I'll just real quick.
He wanted to add something.
He made a point about they didn't take it serious. No, look at the ledger. Aaron Gordon's been a matchup problem for us. So this is nothing new. Denver, he did it again, and that's why I'm a tad bit concerned about, you know, the low post and the lack of size, Donnie.
When did Aaron Gordon become 7 feet tall and 275 pounds?
Man, he's went to the
line. He looked so much bigger.
He went through three dunks. You remember the one where it almost went out of bounds and just took it in and did the reverse layup? I'm from San Jose.
He's shooting 45% from three.
And he hit a couple of them, Stani. My goodness, man.
He was tremendous.
Hey, but I'll say this, Stani. He turned the ball over a few times, too. But like you said, plus minus, man.
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. How do you view this? Is this just a one-off, or is this something that needs to be looked at a little more? They're still a very good team with Jimmy Butler, but they're still a very small team with Jimmy Butler.
And they're a new team too, Stan. I know you're going to be like, Goudet didn't almost play 20, but they're working it. They're working on it. But
I mean, I just... when you start thinking about a 7-game series against big athletic teams, especially teams that maybe have a guard or some guards that can just pressure Steph 94 feet, then you start realizing it is going to be a daunting task when they're just not, they just don't have a big bouncy guy in there.
I'm with you.
And I thought it hurt him a little bit last night.
Kuminga's the closest, Donnie.
Exactly.
Jonathan Kuminga's the closest. And they were letting him kind of work it out. And I wasn't mad because, you know, I'm a big Kuminga fan, Donnie. But, you know, credit Denver and who they had on the court, Donnie. I just felt like the Warriors were playing ISO ball a bit more than usual. And maybe Denver had something to do with that.
Yeah. The other thing I always kind of like to do when I look at, you know, the other teams, when we talk about the Warrior young players and their upside.
Yeah.
I mean, you also have to, I always like to look at the other team, and they're sitting with Peyton Watson. You know, he's a very young player. Spencer Jones is a young player. So, you know, everybody's got young players who are pretty good. And that's a big win for Denver because a lot of their second team guys were the ones who made it happen. And, you know, they cooled off maybe the hottest team in the league, the Warriors.
Now, another, I'm being real, Stoney. I'm headed to the game tonight with Evan. Another major story is there are reports. I read Slater's piece about Curry might have tweaked his back against Sacramento or before the Sacramento King game. And forget what Curry said, because we know he's always going to be, I'm okay. But if Kerr was, there was energy behind, sentiment on what he was saying in regard to, you know, Curry and where he's at and he's tired. Like, Stoney, I'm just telling you, I think I would like to see no Chef tonight because I think they could be able to handle Milwaukee. I'm not into that, but I'm like, if that's what's, you know what I mean? Like, man.
I mean, I don't. They decide that. All right. If Kerr doesn't think he's, you know, up to it, then he'll probably sit. The one thing I remember saying yesterday is, you know, they do have 15 or 16 games left. How many are the big three now putting Butler in there? How many are they going to play? It looks like Curry may not play tonight, but we'll see. And tonight's a kind of game where if you get beat tonight, then you got to start thinking about just holding on to the sixth spot,
right,
as opposed to climbing the standings. Because, I mean, you lost a game last night to Denver. You lost a game to the Lakers. And you also lost another game to the Rockets. So those teams.
Philly just, oh, my gosh.
Those teams are getting out of touch, quite frankly.
So do you have a problem with me? I said this to you yesterday, and I'm standing on business, Donnie. But now I've identified, react to new information, I don't want Denver the first round.
Whoa. I thought we weren't afraid of anybody. Well, I thought everybody's afraid of the Warriors, and we don't care who we play.
Yeah.
If you don't want to play Denver, you probably don't want to play Oklahoma City either.
That's a little different.
Yeah, no doubt.
Hartenstein? Yeah,
the brother.
Denver's got the most beef in the West.
Dude, man, that's a great call. Yeah. Man, Steiny. Aaron, go. Stoney, he went to a laboratory, added girth, and now is shooting a three. And, well, dude, Draymond was looking at him inbounding the ball sometimes after he scored, Stoney. Like, I know he was saying, because I have. Damn, that's a big SOB.
Dominant last night. he was absolutely dominant last night. Lorenzo in Virginia. What's going on, Lorenzo? How you doing, man?
Yeah, we moved. Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
I just find out, isn't it kind of ironic how Denver, you know, they lost their last game and they lost it to the guy that, you know, we haven't beat Denver in about nine tries.
Yeah. Yep.
And it's ironic that the guy that beats them with all, you know, Denver and everybody playing was Jordan Poole, and that was the last time we beat them, and that was in the playoffs. I just kind of find that ironic.
Yeah.
But last night it was more about, you know, the turnovers. You know, I felt like we kind of shot ourselves in the foot with all the turnovers we had. You know, I felt like Denver, they had a bunch of turnovers. They were trying to give us the game.
Yes.
And I just, I just felt like, you know, last night would have been the game to sit Curry, you know, because we got the back-to-back tonight. Last night with Jokic and Murray and Braun out, you should have set Curry knowing that he wasn't, you know, he was dealing with something, and then just, you know, played him tonight. And I just feel, another thing, I just feel like Buddy Hield, man, he just
He's just
unplayable, man. It's like we're giving you he's got the wide open shots, and he's just unplayable. I think in the offseason, man, that the Warriors really need to get another veteran shooter, a reliable shooter, and a veteran big. If they do those two things, man, they're going to be in a great position. That's all I got, guys.
Appreciate it, man.
The
big better be athletic.
No doubt.
The big can't be Quentin Post, Looney, or even Trayce Jackson-Davis.
I got you. I'm with you. But, I mean, Stein, let's be honest, man. And we talk about the roller coaster that is Buddy Hield. But last night he was only 0 for 3. I'm grading on a curve. But to come down his road like he was 1 of 10, I don't think that's fair or cool. And I didn't watch that game last night and think he was just a one-man gang in regard to not being able to hit a shot from deep. I mean, the chef, we know he's spectacular more often than Buddy Hield, but 4 of 14's not going to cut it. But Buddy Hield was not by himself. 8 of 33 was the story.
Yeah, and look.
And you said, naturally, it's just a natural concern, the three-point shot.
Yeah, I mean, if Buddy Hield isn't making threes, who do they have that consistently can make threes other than Steph?
I want to say Moody.
Post, but you couldn't play him.
Well, that's a good point. Post is probably their third. I think Post is a better three-point shooter than Moody.
But then you can't play him against Denver.
No.
Like, and in a series, that also hurts because you can't put shooting on the floor because he's just going to get eaten.
Now, Evan, hearing you say that and...
This really bothers
you. No, Evan, I'm like...
Did you watch the first 6 minutes of the game?
I totally did. But I'm just telling you guys, are you ready to say, let's just fast forward, we got Denver that Post can't play. Like, can there be something devised to where he's not putting that – and I know you're looking at me with your nice glasses, but I'm not ready to say he can't play against Denver after 6 bad minutes. That's what I'm asking you, Evan. Like, something's got to be done. He needs help, obviously. But come on, we can't let Denver one game, and you guys could end up being right, say he can't play if we end up hooking up.
Sorry. Well, they don't even have Jokic.
Sorry.
Man.
I mean, I actually think he might be able to play more against Jokic because at least he's got some size. But he struggles with guys coming downhill on the pick and roll. And you know, he's also a rookie. He's got a lot to learn. And
I don't like to say, and you guys are going to laugh, Evan, I hear you. I just thought I wanted, like, man, I know it's bad, but it's bad for damn near everybody trying to check him. Let's give him a little more, and it might be bad, but a little more than 8 minutes.
We're trying to win a title here.
Yeah.
We can't be playing rookies. We can't be playing 55th picks in the draft and hope they can shut down Aaron Gordon and
Gordon
and
gave
Jokic.
Him a facial early. I was like, oh.
Let's go to Nick. Nick's in San Francisco. Hey, Nick, how you doing, man?
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm not quite as panicked about the Dubs losing this one, really.
Fair enough.
I think it's just one L.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down. We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Go ahead. What do you say? Just one off?
Just one, one L.
It's just one L.
Yeah. Oh. And that is all it is.
Well, if you guys are telling me that, you know, I know it's just a youngster, I'm fixated on Post, that he can't play against Denver, then it was more than that.
I mean, I would anticipate Post can play tonight.
But the Jokic part is interesting.
Against Brooke Lopez. I would think Post.
But we hadn't said that against anybody, you know?
Well, not everybody's Denver. No doubt about it. Hey, where's everybody? Oh, Denver. Well, I'm not afraid of Denver.
I got my hand up.
Denver. Who's Denver?
I got my hand up.
I mean, they're big. They're big and they're athletic.
Man.
And
Russell Westbrook went Stockton on us.
No.
He was, what you mean?
He had 7 turnovers. Stockton never had 7 turnovers.
He had assists, though.
I've never seen a player airball as many shots as he has and still have the confidence to take and make.
He made the one over GP and look at his finger. I'm like, come on, Stiney.
I mean,
he made some big buckets.
He did. Yeah. He did. Let's go to Gene in Oakland. Hey, all Gene, right. How you doing, man?
Gene.
Hey, guys. Yeah, indeed. So listen, what you just said about how much we can expect from the big three the rest of the season kind of segues into what I want to say, but if you'll indulge me for a few minutes, I have an interesting story that'll lead into it.
All right.
So something like 18 to 20 years ago, I had the privilege and the pleasure of seeing Dave Brubeck in one of his last concerts in Berkeley. And he was already in his early to mid-80s. But when he was up there playing with this young quartet, man, he was banging on those ivories like he had, you know, back in the 60s and 70s.
Sure.
And then I got a chance to meet him and backstage afterwards because a friend of mine was the head of the Brubeck Foundation at the time. So I went backstage and this same guy that was 10 minutes earlier banging like crazy on those ivories could barely stand up and his hand was shaking as I shook his hand. So, and that threw me, you know, and I since found out this whole business of muscle memory. So that brings me to Stephen Curry and what we've seen from him pre-Butler and all the way up through last night. Last night, he looked about as old as I've seen him. He was terrible. He hurt the team. Frankly, I wish he had sat himself down. I wish Kerr had sat him down. You know, before Butler, he had about 10 games where he was not the old Curry. He was really substandard.
Right.
Then Butler came along and it felt like muscle memory and excitement cranked in and suddenly he looked almost like the MVP level that we'd seen years ago. But then the last two games, he's kind of reverted to, unfortunately, the older version. And while I still expect to see more Curry flurries in the future, I think they got to be really careful and it's going to be on Steve Kerr to manage his time. He's going to have to look and see, is this guy ready to play tonight or is he not? Because he can't be out there hurting us the way he did last night. As you say, we're trying to chase a championship. And if Curry's not going to sit himself down, then Kerr is going to have to. So make sure this guy's ready to play and able to play and contribute. Otherwise, we could have more of what happened last night.
Yeah, appreciate it, Gene.
Wow, and that's our guy. But Stiney, the chef had been on a bender. He's averaged 30 since, you know, we all have bad nights.
Yeah.
I get Gene. Gene is going deep, deep. Like, he seen something a minute ago, but not me. I was like, that's why it was euphoria, you know, coming out of everything that I was talking about in regard to Chef. And we talked to him face to face, so
he said it takes a little longer.
Yeah.
Takes him a little longer to get ready.
But if he's dealing really with something with his back, that's why, Stiney, again, I know it's not about the show today, but he wouldn't see the floor tonight. That's just where I'm at.
Yeah, we'll find out whether Steph plays or doesn't play tonight. And you know, they got to win tonight. Tonight they got to win. Otherwise, you know, I think they can forget about jumping up in the standings if they lose tonight. Then it's they about, still have it, three. They still have another road trip. Here's the other thing that I when I think about a series, let's say they play Denver in a series, and that was game one. I mean, what do you do game two if you're the Warriors? Denver doesn't get smaller in between games.
No, wow.
And they sometimes, you know, in the early rounds, there's an extra day off or two early in the series, but once you get to games three and four, it goes game off, game off, game off. I'm with Gene. I mean, that's the one thing that we've got to continue to look at in terms of where the Warriors are, and that's their core.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.